Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us is the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Trent Tucker, as we talk Game 6 and beyond of the NBA Finals. Trent, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Is this series what you expected it to be?
Yeah, I felt like that it may have a chance to go the distance. You know, Golden State got a much-needed win at home last night. And I think if Boston can find a way to force this to a game seven, they're going to have to take care of the basketball a little bit better and also make their free throws. You know, 10 missed free throws last night, 18 turnovers. That's not good for any team at this time of the year.
Andrew Wiggins had a good night last night. That gets buzz going, obviously, here since he was obviously a Minnesota Timberwolf at one time. Is this a perfect setup for him playing in Golden State?
It's a perfect setup for him because, you know, his talent fits into what they like to do. And Steve Kerr, once the trade was made, he felt like that, you know, how they play basketball on both ends of the floor and with his athleticism, he would be the right fit to their puzzle.
Do you think he legitimized himself this year? He's an all-star and everything else. How would you categorize him?
Yeah. I mean, he has really taken this game to a whole new level. And sometimes, Mike, you know, it takes the right system, you know, for a player to begin to flourish. And you've been around the game for a very long time, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, or hockey. You know, sometimes you can be placed in one situation where things just don't work out well for you. All of a sudden, now you find a new coach, a new system, and they put you in the right place. The game plan is perfect for what you do. And all of a sudden, now you become a whole new basketball player.
Do you think Steve Kerr is good at that, or is that just as long as you got Curry and Thompson, you don't have to worry much?
Well, you know, it's a combination of the two. I mean, you need to have good players around you as well, but they also have to be skilled players. And they have to understand, you know, exactly what you bring to the table to help them to become better. And then it takes a coach who has a vision and a plan on how to bring all this stuff together to make it work for everyone who's involved.
Did you play with Steve Kerr in Chicago, or were you there at different times because you had the same skill set?
Steve Kerr came after me. I retired in 93, and he came in the 93-94 season.
And he was the shooter that you were, right?
Right.
So, he was brought in for kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah, so, you know, during the Chicago Bulls run, especially in the first three-peat, you know, they always had, you know, that one guy who could come in off the bench and provide some outside shooting.
Trent Tucker is our guest. We're talking NBA Finals and beyond. D'Angelo Russell is who the Timberwolves ended up with in the trade for Andrew Wiggins. I'm hearing whispers that Carl Anthony Towns isn't all that enamored with playing with him. They were kind of, you know, seen as joined at the hip because they're the same age and all that stuff, and that whatever the sheen was on that has been diminished. Would you, if you could, would you trade Russell? Is there more baggage there than there is upside?
Well, I mean, if there's a trade out there that won't put you in a bad spot for the next 2 or 3 years, you always look in to find a way to make your team better. So if you think that there's something out there that comes across the table and it can make your team better for sure, you know, you're willing to make the deal. But with a new guy coming in, you have certain guys who you believe they can help this team move forward who are under contract now for at least, you know, another year or two or maybe three. There's no need to rush. There's no need to panic. You know, take your time, see what you got, and then make your decisions from there.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to trade Russell just for draft picks. This team's got a couple guys coming into their prime with Towns and Edwards, right? You want immediate value there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because you understand now that, you know, the teams that who may not have made, you know, the playoff or the play-in game this past season, they're going to get better. And one of those teams is down in New Orleans. You know, they make the trade for C.J. McCollum. If they can, you know, can get the big guy back, I'm lost sight of his name, the rookie from Duke, what was his name?
Zach. Williamson.
No, yeah, Zion.
There. Zion.
How can
God I, dang I, it, I, you I, threw I, me for Zion. A twist there, too. I did.
Right,
see what
right,
happens when we
know,
get old, yeah. Trent?
Yeah, it happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if they get, you know, if they get Zion Williamson back in the mix, and if he can stay healthy, you know, all of a sudden now there's another team, you know, that's in the mix. So if you're the Wolves, if you have a chance to get better, you have to do that. And if D'Angelo Russell or someone else, you know, comes across the table, you know, they can help this team to get better, then you have to look at maybe making that move.
Tim Connelly is the new president of basketball operations. If he said, Trent, give me your best paragraph, what do I need to do? What would you tell him?
I would say be patient.
And what does that mean?
Take your time. I mean, you know, you have what we believe are your two best players on the contract at least for 2 years, 2 to 3 years. You know, Anthony Edwards is still on his rookie deal. Karl Anthony Towns has 2 more years left before you have to decide whether you're going to give him the Supermax or not. It was a team that made the playoffs this past season. You have some nice pieces in place. I believe there's no need to rush or to panic to do something that could set the team back for many more years to come. So the word for me would be patience.
Okay. Pat Connelly is the president of basketball operations, and Chris Finch is the coach. They've worked with each other in Denver for a little bit. Tell me, what is the most important piece to that relationship, not just those two, but the one who runs basketball and the coach?
Communication. Making sure they're on the same page. And I give you a quick story. Rick Pitino comes in to coach the New York Knicks,
yep.
87, 88, 88, 89. All of a sudden, he's going to bring a college style to the NBA game for the first time. A lot of pressing, a lot of trapping, a lot of playing fast, shooting three-point shots. We're going to play a wide-open game, just like the Golden State Warriors play today.
Yep.
We had very good success, you know, under Rick Pitino for 2 years. But all of a sudden now, management wanted to go in a different direction. You know, they were guys who were used to playing old-style basketball, half-court basketball, run plays, run sets, and not have all this three-point shooting. Difference of opinion, conflict between head coach and front office. All of a sudden, Rick Pitino leaves and goes to Kentucky. The team he had put together, you know, could not function under another system, and we fell apart from there.
Is that right? So he had the right idea?
He had the right idea because, see, you know, a lot of people may not know, and some of the guys in today's game are too young to realize that Rick Pitino really brought the fast-pacing game to the NBA, you know, in the latter part of the 80s. We were a pressing and trapping team. We were trying to score 110-plus points a game. I think for 2 years as a team, we led the league in three-point shooting. We didn't have the numbers that the Golden State Warriors eventually put up, but we brought a style that was fun, and we changed the whole structure of our team. You know, the guys who had been there when I was drafted, they could no longer fit the system because their games were not the right games for Rick Pitino. We had fun. We made the playoffs for the first time in, I think, about 3 years. You know, we win the Atlantic Division in his second year. We lose to the Chicago Bulls in 6 games, and we felt like that coming back for year number 3, now really understanding exactly how this system works, we may have a chance to win a championship in New York. You know, but when you have a difference of opinion between what the head coach wants to do and the players enjoy playing in that system. And all of a sudden now the guys up top decide that, hey, we don't want to play this system anymore. We don't think it's the right way to go. They made a few trades here and there, brought in some guys who could not fit the system. Rick Pitino decided to leave and go to Kentucky, and the rest was history. Hmm. So patience is the key, I think, and also communication between the guy who's in charge and the head coach.
Great story, Trent. Thank you so much. We'll access you again as we get closer to the draft, but appreciate your insights.
All right, anytime, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Trent Tucker, nice enough to join us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.